A couple of weeks ago, a business reporter for the Detroit News called and asked what I thought of Governor-elect Rick Snyder's transition team. I told him I'd gotten to know two of its members, Doug Rothwell and Mark Murray. That's because all three of us serve on the nonpartisan, nonprofit, and unpaid steering committee of the Center for Michigan. I told the reporter that both men seemed intelligent and open-minded, and that while I didn't always agree with them, I respected their integrity and thought they were excellent choices. Rothwell, by the way, is CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Murray, a former president of Grand Valley State University, now is president of the Meijer chain of stores. My comments appeared in the newspaper the next day, and I was immediately attacked by an angry left-wing psychiatrist. "Why are you sucking up to the right wing?" he demanded. I could tell he was angry, because his email was mostly in capital letters. I told him that I didn't think I was sucking up to anyone, but that if he'd noticed the election returns, the Republicans had overwhelmingly won just about everything. They're going to govern for the next few years, state government faces a huge budget crisis, and everyone of goodwill needs to hope Governor-elect Rick Snyder does well. But that merely seemed to make my critic angrier. The men I praised had worked in the Engler administration, had supported tax cuts for the rich, he said. How dare I praise them? Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion. But that kind of attitude is ruining our state and our democracy. And there's a lot of that out there, on the right even more than on the left. Last weekend I saw former Governor William Milliken, who was an enthusiastic supporter of Rick Snyder, his fellow Republican. Milliken was happy Snyder won, but was appalled by something else. He'd seen Attorney General-elect Bill Schuette say that his first priority was defeating Barack Obama in 2012. Milliken felt that was highly inappropriate, that his priority should be his job. Michigan had, he reminded me, a Democratic attorney general for the entire 14 years he was governor. Milliken said, "Frank Kelly told me that I should see him as a governor's lawyer, and I could depend on him for advice, regardless of politics." And that's how he was. The next morning I talked to Kelly and told him what the governor had said. "That was exactly right," Kelly told me in his gravelly voice. "We always got along. I may not have voted for him, but it was my job to get along with the governor, whoever he or now she was." In other words, both men saw themselves as responsible, first and foremost, to the state and citizens of Michigan. That's exactly the attitude we need today, with double-digit unemployment and budget deficits out of control. We need bipartisan and nonpartisan cooperation to fix state government and reinvent our economy. As we get ready for Thanksgiving, I suggest everyone agree to get that done, and at least for the duration, temporarily suspend their little partisan games.